Hi, I'm Tim Murray. I'm the director of the Cornell Council for the Arts and the curator of the 2022 Cornell Biennial. And the Biennial is very, very pleased to be co-sponsoring today's lecture by Xu Bing with the A.D. White Professor at Large Program in the Herbert F. Johnson Museum of Art. As part of the Biennial, we have unveiled this week at the Johnson Museum a brand new artwork by Xu Bing, which we hope you will enjoy visiting in the museum on the bottom floor. Before I turn things over to Ellen Averill, the Johnson Museum's chief curator and the Judith H. Stoikoff curator of Asian art, I thought it might be helpful to place this talk in the context of Xu Bing's visit to campus as an A.D. White professor at large. At any one time, up to 20 outstanding intellectuals from across the globe hold the title of Andrew Dixon White Professor at Large and are considered full members of the Cornell faculty. During their 6-year term appointment, each professor at large comes to campus for 1 week, approximately for 1 week, in each three-year period while Cornell classes are in session during the academic year, under one mandate, and that is for them to enliven the intellectual and cultural life of the university. There are currently 20 active professors at large representing 5 disciplines at Cornell, and the arts is one of the disciplines, we're very happy to say, because oftentimes we don't get that privilege at Cornell. The A.D. White Professor at Large program has been called one of the truly imaginary projects in American universities, bringing a steady stream of the world's foremost scientists, thinkers, and artists to the Cornell campus. This is Xu Bing's second visit to campus as an A.D. White Professor at Large, the first being in 2018. Throughout his visit, Xu Bing has enlivened the spirit of the A.D. White program as he has interacted with colleagues and students from across the Cornell disciplines, from art and Asian studies to the Cornell Botanic Gardens and the Atkinson Center for a Sustainable Future. Most typical of Xu Bing's impact on campus have been his enthusiastic and tireless interactions with our undergraduate and graduate students. To kick off this visit, for example, Xu Bing held an interdisciplinary graduate seminar hosted by the East Asia program with 20 interdisciplinary students from anthropology and history to comparative literature and architecture. Then yesterday, he met in front of his new work at the Johnson Museum with 40 undergraduates in art, with whom he discussed not only his new piece, but also the challenges facing new artists, young artists across the globe. For me, it was enlivening to witness the energetic captivation of these students as I literally had to peel Xu Bing away for another event from their active questioning.
Right, guys.
As intended by the A.D. White Professor at Large program, Xu Bing has then inspired our Cornell students, our faculty, and staff to think the impact of art anew as it informs and reshapes intellectual and pedagogical practice across our great campus. What's remarkable is how lasting Xu Bing's presence at Cornell will be with the Johnson Museum's commission of this new artwork background story for its permanent collection. I'm also happy to announce today that Xu Bing had a very productive conversation at noon with Christopher Dunn, director at the Cornell Botanic Gardens, who joins us. They have agreed in principle to move forward with the commission of Xu Bing's proposal for an engraved stone bench entryway to the proposed Asian garden expected to be built outside the Nevin Information Center in early 2024. So this will mark 2 permanent commissions by Xu Bing as a result of his A.D. White professorship at large. And there's been only one other A.D. White professor, the artist Andy Goldsworthy, who left Cornell with a permanent installation, which you can see over at, wait, what's it called? Sapsucker Woods, thanks. So I now would like to thank Ellen Averill for activating the creation of this new background story for permanent inclusion in the Johnson Collection. Ellen's leadership has been crucial throughout Shubing's many visits to campus over the past 20 plus years. And now to introduce Shubing, I welcome the Johnson Museum Senior Curator, Ellen Averill.
Thank you so much, Tim, for all your efforts to bring Shubing to campus over the years and for your energy, enthusiasm, and collegiality in fostering so many collaborations between the Cornell Biennial and the Johnson Museum of Art. Globally admired artist Shubing works from studios in Beijing and in New York. Born in Chongqing, Shubing was interested in calligraphy and books from an early age. During the Cultural Revolution, he was sent to the countryside for re-education, where he developed a strong work ethic, and his talent in calligraphy was employed in the making of propaganda. He formally studied printmaking in the 1980s, earning his MFA from the Central Academy of Fine Arts, Beijing, before moving to New York in 1990, where he set up his Brooklyn studio. In 2007, he moved back to China to become vice president of the Central Academy of Fine Arts, and since 2014 has served as professor and director of the academic committee. Shubing has received great acclaim for his installation works, including Book from the Sky and Phoenix, for his square word calligraphy, and other provocative series that have been exhibited at major museums in China, the United States, and around the world. He's the recipient of numerous international awards, including the United States State Department's 2014 Medal of Arts, an honorary doctorate from Columbia University, the Wales International Visual Arts Prize Artis Mundi, the Fukuoka Asian Arts and Cultural Prize, and a MacArthur Fellowship. Shubing's connections with Cornell go back more than 20 years, and he has made several visits to campus to talk about his ongoing work. In 2002, his installation Living Word 2 was presented at the Johnson Museum. And later, as part of the 2018 Cornell Biennial, Shubing's animation about the history and techniques and future of Chinese calligraphic practice, entitled The Character of Characters, was exhibited at the Johnson Museum. Recently, the museum commissioned Shubing to make a new work in his ongoing series Background Story, and to base it on a Chinese painting in the Johnson Museum's collection. Shubing chose a Ming Dynasty painting by Yang Shun that was donated to the museum by generous alumna and supporter Judith Stoikov. Because of travel restrictions during the COVID-19 pandemic, the work had to be constructed in the artist's Beijing studio and shipped by sea to the United States. A long and arduous journey, I can tell you. This stunning and monumental work was installed at the museum earlier this month. Its creation and exhibition as part of the 2022 Cornell Biennial has been co-sponsored by the A.D. White Professor at Large Program and supported at the Johnson Museum by the Ames Exhibition Endowment, the Lee C. Lee Exhibition Endowment for East Asian Art, and a generous gift from Yong-hee Kim Waite. Yesterday, Shubing spent several hours working further and adding materials from local sources to the background story. Having only seen for the first time this week the original painting on which background story is based, he refined the appearance of the background story to capture subtleties of the painting that did not come through in the digital images he was working from in Beijing. It was fascinating to watch him work, and I encourage you all to see this wonderful artwork on display at the Johnson Museum. And thanks to Shubing's generosity, we are thrilled to be able to acquire it for the museum's permanent collection. I also want to say personally and on behalf of the museum staff, what an honor and pleasure it has been to work with Xu Bing on these exhibition projects over the years, and to thank him for being here today. Please give a warm welcome to Xu Bing.
Like whatever you want. I think Yeah. Yeah, I can sit here.
Thank you for the island. Give a good introduce. Yeah. 那个Alan呢，是我遇到的其实最好的策展人之一，因为我们过去有很多的合作。Good
to know. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make it conversational only between Xu Bing and me, and I will definitely translate faithfully for sure. Okay. So for her, Xu Bing just said, I really appreciate it, all her efforts to curate my exhibition, and she is definitely the best curator I've ever seen. I give my special thanks to Professor Timothy Murray, who is so interested in contemporary Chinese art and me specifically. And Xu Bing was saying, okay, I'm like pretty famous in the United States because of you.
然后呢，那个特别要感谢这个 ADY 的 Professor H. Lodge 这个 program 啊，其实很早呢就给了我这个荣誉，但是因为疫情呢就一直没有，其实我就没有做过特别多的学术的贡献。
I really appreciate this ADY professor at Cornell, but because of COVID, I didn't have a lot of academic contributions here.
但是呢，这个反正经过这么几年以后呢，我今天呢就可以给大家分享我这几年以来做的作品。如果那时候我做讲演呢，就没有这些作品。
During my talk today, I will basically focusing on the recent exhibitions I've done like in the past 2 or 3 years during the COVID-19.
然后呢，这个今天这个展演的题目呢，叫今天我们用什么做艺术？
The title of my talk today is What to Make of Art Today.
我想通过几件作品呢，还有正在进行中的作品，一些新的作品和正在进行中的作品呢，谈一下，分享一下我在今天这个时候
Guiding us through my previous projects and some ongoing projects, I invite us to know like how Xu Bing thinks of contemporary Chinese art today. Do you guys mind turn the lights off a little bit. Yeah, I think it's too bright for the audience to see the screen, in a sense.
Yeah, that's great. Thanks. 在这个在这之前呢，我想先介绍一下在这个Johnson Museum的这件新的作品啊，现在正在那个正在Johnson Museum展览啊，这个作品呢，其实它叫总的题目叫背后的故事。
I will first introduce my current exhibition at the Johnson Museum, which is called The Background Story.
这个作品呢，它开始呢，简单的一个历史呢，就是大概在17年以前，我那时候在德国在住，然后呢，在德国呢，他们给我做一个完满秀，我那时候呢特别有精力，就是每次做完满秀呢，我总希望有新的作品。
Like 70 years ago, I was spending some time in Berlin, and the museum there was curating a one-man show for me. And at that time, I was just energetic. Like every time, I just want to bring some new stuff here.
这个美术馆呢有一个特殊的历史，就是在二战的时候呢，他们有80%的这个作品呢被苏联红军给拿走了。 现在还在圣彼得堡的美术馆的地下室。
There's a very interesting history about that museum, which is the East Asian Art Museum in Berlin. And my initial interest about it is the works that is missing from the collection of that museum, where like during the Second World War, the Soviet Union armies took away more than 80% of the collections in that museum.
我觉得这一段历史非常有意思。 就是我很想这个怎么样通过我的作品能够和德国的特殊的这个历史和这个美术馆的历史发生关系，所以呢，就是后来不久呢，我就去西班牙为了一个新的项目，在转机的时候呢，哎，这个因为机场呢它有一些办公的区域，这个办公的区域呢是由这种 Milky Glass 隔起来的。 那天正好在Milky Glass的后面呢，有一个盆栽，这个盆栽紧紧的挨着这个Milky Glass，所以从前头一看呢，我就觉得很像一幅山水画，很像中国的水墨画。Okay,
I'm very interested to bring my exhibitions in conversation with the specific history of that museum. While I was flying out from Berlin to Spain, I was having a layoff there, and I saw a plant behind the Milky Glass, and I find a similarity between that scenario to classic Chinese ink art, ink painting.
Why? 然后我就想到这个丢失的这些绘画，因为这个美术馆呢有很多的大的这个展示橱窗，因为它是展览这个东亚艺术的，所以呢，我就想到呢用这种方法呢来复制三幅日本和中国的绘画，我觉得用这种方法复制这些丢失的绘画很有意思。 是什么呢？因为这些绘画曾经属于这个空间，但是由于历史的原因呢，他们远离这个空间。但是今天通过我的作品呢，他们的灵魂或者他们的影子又出现在这个曾经的空间里。
I find it really interesting to draw a connection between the lost collections in the Berlin Museum and my exhibition. In the sense that the lost connections are not there. But what I'm going to do is use my creation of art to conjure the spirit of the lost art.
这个在当时做的这个呢，比起我，比如说今天Johnson这一件呢，看非常不一样。因为当时第一次做呢，就是其实它还是比较粗糙的。但是呢，在做的过程中呢，我感觉它真的是一种很特殊的手法。
This is the first one that I did the whole background story series. And at that time, I feel like this is a very familiar way to do it.
Yeah. 因为后来 17年以来, 我们其实做用这种方法呢，做了有二三十件的作品啊。每一次做呢, 我都在探索一种新的手法，就是 最后我发现这种手法呢，其实可以表现得极其的丰富和细腻。
In the following years, I've been working on this background story series, and I've been working out 20 to 30 pieces of it. And every time I do it, I always find a new way to bring something new to it and bring the rich layers of the Chinese ink painting.
Yeah. So, 比如说这一件。 它是一个横轴，然后是青绿山水，这是在上海浦东美术馆，一件作品，现在还在那儿展览。This
one was this background story series is located in the Museum of Art Pudong, and it consists of Chinese mountains and waters and dwellings.
Yeah. 事实上呢，就是这种表现的手法呢，就是其实是你把这个一些树枝啊、一些垃圾啊、一些日常物，其实是在这个一块宣纸玻璃或者说毛玻璃的后面，在这个后面的这个空间里面呢。 我们呢调节在空间中的光的状况，而由这块玻璃等于像一个切片一样的记录了这空间中的光的状况，而显示成一幅影像、一幅作品、一幅图像。My
way to do this kind of art installation is okay. Here is a blurry glass. And I'm working behind it. I put branches, human wastes, a lot of things behind it. And I am focusing on the play of light behind this blurry glass and make this blurry glass a representational surface for my art.
Yeah. 如果你把东西挨着这个玻璃很近，它前面就受非常清楚的形象。如果有一定的空间，它就会虚化，很像国画。
If you are pretty close to the blurry glass, you will probably see what's behind it. But if you keep a distance between it, and it is really like a Chinese ink painting.
Yeah. 其实我这里的想谈的就是说，这个艺术家呢，其实新的语言的来源，其实来自于艺术家呢总是想说别人没有说过的话。
For my art, I was trying to invent a new language for the art that is not spoken by any other artists.
Yeah. 这个你想说别人没有说过的话，你就得找到新的说话的方法。
Yeah. If you want to speak something that is never said by others, you need to find the right way to express it.
Yeah. 过去大师用过的方法其实不能再拿来继续用，因为是 这些大师说他们那个时代和他自己那个时候要说的话，没有一个可以直接拿来用。There
are definitely some methods that are that were used by the masters, but I'm not going to do that way.
另外呢，我自己过去用过的语言也不能直接拿来再用，因为呢，比如说30年以前我的作品的语言，是那个时候的时代和那个时候的我用的语言。今天呢，
I'm also not going to use the methodology that have been put into my previous arts because it happened like 30 years ago. Like everything has changed. Now I'm in a new situation. I'm going to do it in a new way.
所以呢，其实 大家可以看到，就是说我的艺术作品呢，总是有很多的新的表达的方法。这个别人有的时候不知道，这个作品和那个作品原来是同一个艺术家做的。I
always find a new way to do my art installations. It's all about innovation and invention. Sometimes, like, people don't know like this piece and the other piece. It all belong to me.
但是没关系，但是这个艺术家他过去作品和现在的作品，他其实最终会构成一个属于这个艺术家的一个闭合的圆。这个闭合的圆呢，这里面的作品呢，它是早期的作品，可以注视后来的作品；后来的作品呢，又可以让人们重新发现过去的作品里面已经有的东西，只是。
So my previous art and my new art has formed an enclosed circle in which I am at the center of that. All these different perspectives of the way I do art becomes a footnote of me and my art career.
Yeah. 所以呢，其实艺术一个艺术家的他的内部的，就是说创作的思想和方法，其实是最重要的，而不是表面的风格。What
is the most important to me is how you think of art rather than speaking of styles.
Yeah. 这件作品呢是在这个北京的塑料三厂做的。
This piece was produced in the number three Beijing plastic industry.
这是我第一次用这个塑料布来做这个背后的故事，因为呢，这个塑料三厂呢，那个时候呢，北京的很多工厂呢，都改成了艺术的空间，这是一个塑料工厂，所以呢，是我们第一次把它作为艺术空间使用，所以我就保留了这个。
This is the first time I bring the wasted plastics as a new material into my art. Actually, it happens during the transition of transforming this industrial space into an art space.
青绿山水呢，是中国古代人的一个创造，然后呢，但是我觉得我。 中国古人很了不起，就是把这个山水啊，用一种特殊的方法表现得这么美，我觉得完全是对现在人的一个警示。This
landscape painting is a unique creation of classic Chinese art. It is so beautiful that I think it is a warning to our contemporary artists.
Yeah. 但是今天的人呢，用这个塑料布。 塑料袋儿来模仿古人的青绿山水，我觉得非常讽刺。And
I think it is kind of ironic, in a sense that, like nowadays, we are using this plastic materials to replicate traditional Chinese landscape painting.
这种绘画呢，其实是它有意思的就在于呢，其实我们看到的呢，不是一幅。 传统意义上的物质的绘画。What
is so interesting about this project is that what we see is not a painting in a traditional way.
Yeah. 它不是油画画布画出来，也不是水墨画出来的。It
is, it is not Western oil painting or the Chinese ink painting.
但它是由光和空气构成的一幅所谓的绘画。
It is a painting that is all about how I play with the light.
但是呢，我用这种方法呢，主要都是在复制 中国古代的绘画。为什么呢？因为中国古代的绘画呢，经过时间的氧化，它的墨色和纸本呢，彻底的融为在一体，它就变得极其的丰富和好看。
I do it in this way because I want to replicate traditional Chinese landscape painting. Because of the time duration, the painting was oxidized, and the ink and the paper, which is the material, merged together, which creates a very rich layer of the landscape painting.
光在空气中是最丰富的，所以呢，用这种方法确实是可以非常好的复制中国古代绘画的美。
This is a great way to replicate this, since light is a very special mediation through which I can do it.
这一幅呢是在这个在苏州博物馆，苏州博物馆呢也是贝聿铭先生设计的，和咱们的 Johnson Museum 是一样的，都是由贝聿铭先生设计的，我觉得非常的巧合。
This background story was exhibited in Suzhou Museum, and both the Johnson Museum and Suzhou Museum was designed by
Ian Pei.
Yeah, right. Thanks.
这个是在台北美术馆的一个，在他那个建筑的大玻璃上我做的，就是说在里美术馆的里面可以看到它的背面的材料，在外面可以看到这个最后的一个效果。
This piece was exhibited in the Taipei City Art Museum, and my piece was attached to the outer surface of the museum building. Well, from inside, you can only see the back of that installation.
对，这是董其昌的一幅作品。
And it is and that piece, like I imitate the art piece of an artist named 董其昌。
下面呢，我这个介绍一幅新的作品，一幅新的装置，现在正在浦东美术馆的展览，它的题目叫这个叫引力剧场。
Now we're coming to a new art exhibition, which is currently in the Pudong Art Museum in Shanghai, and it is called Gravitational Arena.
其实呢，这个我想稍微谈一点这个我为什么要做这件作品啊？因为呢，是这个其实呢，这几年以来呢，我想很少有人对他生活的环境满意啊。这个世界变得越来越糟糕，这个比如说这个现代人呢用这个叫什么用导弹是吧，去残杀另外一个国家或者种族的人们啊，和这个原始部落之间用长矛来灭绝和相互残杀另外种族的人，我很难判断，就是说我们人类在文明程度上到底是有没有提升。
I want to talk a little bit about why I want to do this art and about some current concerns. So I was making some comparison to think of if we human civilization really made some progress. Is there like the real difference between using weapons of mass destruction to eliminate a specific race, very different from to kill a person with a spear? Are we really making some progress toward our civilization?
Yeah, 就是说这个人类的文明其实是就是怎么样在我们人类作为动物类的人类是吧，我们其实是动物类的人类是怎么样起作用的。
We definitely need to think of the animality in human beings.
Yeah. 这个事实上呢，就是说人类呢今天变得呢越来越撕裂，和这个就是 这种越来越这个越来越相互的这种怨恨，好像没有真正找不到这个我们人类思维的立脚点，到底是我们应该怎么样判断这个人类的文明的现状。
I feel like we are torn from inside. It is hard to find a common ground to think what is happening right now. It is also hard to find a shared consensus to think of our civilization.
Yeah. 这个事实上呢，其实我是觉得呢，就是说，其实就是说每一种文明对于事物的最基本的认识，我觉得是有出入的，是不同的。
Well, from my perspective, different civilizations are various centered on their understanding of some very preliminary stuff.
哎，就像这个，就像比如说那个谁的那《百年孤独》这本书的开头，然后呢，那时候呢，在看着那些冰河上那些石头，因为呢，那时候还没有对这些东西命名。而只能是用手指指点点说这个那个，就是文明还没有开始。
It reminds me of a very famous novel, a very famous novel written by Garcia Marquez entitled A Hundred Years of Loneliness. In the starting part, people are in the iceberg and there's like no civilization. We cannot talk to each other.So we only use our gestures to point this stuff and that stuff.
文明最早的概念其实我觉得其实是这种不同反映在不同的语言的词根上的不同。就是说我们从词根上可以看到这种文明它最核心和最原始的对这个东西的认识和看法和概念。
The preliminary difference between different civilizations can be seen from the different word roots of different civilizations.
文明呢，其实帮助了我们人类的某些部分的提升，但是同时呢，也加大了这个最原始的看事情的不同的一个距离，就加大了这种撕裂。
Well, we are cultivated by our civilization, and in the meantime, we also deviate from each other in this cultivation.
然后呢，我接到了这个浦东美术馆的一个邀请，就是在这么一个大的空间里做一个大的一个装置。这个空间呢，它非常特殊，是设计的by这个江努威尔设计的。它是一个高是30多米，像一个竖着的一个展厅。
I accept this invitation from the curators from the Pudong Art Museum to design a specific installation in this very tall space.
Yeah. 那呢，我呢，就是用什么呢？我就是看怎么样用这个空间啊。实际上呢，这个空间确实很难用，但是呢，我后来其实比较喜欢用不好用的空间，因为不好用的空间呢，它可以把艺术家的思维呢推得更远，给你推到角落，让你想得更多，而把作品想得更深入和推得更远。
All I think about is to how to make the best of this immense height of this space. Actually, I definitely face some difficulties when trying to put an installation in a space like that. But after that, I was thinking,I was also pushing myself to make the best of it.
由于这空间很高，所以我就把这个地面呢又加了一个玻璃，再加了一个玻璃，这空间就变得 double 的高。
Because this space is huge, so I also put a mirror on the ground to double the space, to double the height of the space.
使用局限性。把它转换成特殊性，我觉得是非常重要的。
The limitation of the height of this space becomes an important element of my this in of this installation.
我呢其实是选择了维特根斯坦的一段话，就是他的晚期哲学的这个哲学研究里面的一段话，比较经典的就是他讨论鸭兔头的这一段。
I choose a paragraph from the philosopher Wittgenstein, and his famous discussion of the duck and rabbit head.
Yeah. 我觉得他的这个，然后我呢又用这个英文方块字把它转化成英文，转化成我的这个方块字。
Building on Wittgenstein's concepts, I turned English into square word calligraphy, as is shown on the slide.
因为我觉得鸭兔头呢，其实和这个英文方块字呢，其实有一定的相似性。比如说，我们很难说这个是鸭子还是兔子，但是在这个英文方块字面前呢，我们很难说它是中文还是英文。
I find a similarity between the Wittgensteinian's debate and the square word calligraphy. You cannot really tell if it is English or Chinese.
那边那个呢，就是我这个在这，我等于是把一个二维的阅读的平面拉伸到一个三维的平面上。 所以这些字呢，就是变形的非常厉害。
At first, this is a two-dimensional space. It is flat, but I turned it into a three-dimensional way by distort the characters to the ground.
然后呢，这个它就有点像这个高速公路上的这些字，就是必须拉长了以后，在驾驶舱上看着就是合适的。
It's like you putting these characters on the highway. You can only see them when you're like driving in a car and on the highway.
事实上，在这个空间里呢，我很希望通过这种变形和拉伸，制造一个呢相互干扰的阅读的空间。当观众进入这个空间，它就像进入了一个像虫洞的这么一个空间中。 就是，但是呢，这观众呢，他始终找不到一个理想的视角来阅读。
Using the methods such as the stretching of the characters and the distortion of the characters, I invite our audience to step in a wormhole model of this space. And there is no ideal perspective of this installation.
然后呢，它其实在相互干扰的。
Each part of the installation is an interruption to the other elements.
而在这里面的这些字呢，它每一个之间，它是没法相互兑换的，因为从四角的没有变形的这个字，开始逐渐逐渐的变形，最后呢，它到底下这个字呢，它最后每一个字就变得成了两米四这么高。
Each character in this installation is unique. Because at first it is not distorted, but once it is distorted, the size of the characters are totally changed.
这个字的位置是由它周围的字决定的，它周围字的位置是由它周围的字的位置决定的。
The positionality of each character is determined in its relation to other characters.
就是它就有一点什么呢？就是这种复杂理论，就是说有点像蝴蝶效应，就是一个东西的出现，它的连锁的反应， 导致了最后的一个结果。
What is really complex about this installation is that every character is connected to each other, and once you change one of them, the whole installation is changed.
嗯，这有点像什么呢？就像我总在想911事件和俄乌战争之间有没有内在的联系？我想一定是有，只是我们人类的计算的能力和我们认识的科学的程度远远达不到把这个链条给它分析清楚。
I was actually thinking is if there is an intrinsic connection between 911 and the Russian-Ukraine war, from my perspective, there is definitely this connection. But the thing is, we're not able to figure it out by our intellectual mind right now.
被我们的这种计算的能力，就是说，就实际上呢，这个我们人类的历史和我们人类的科技的历史太短，但是自然的历史和人类的历史，就是说自然的历史和宇宙的历史实在是太长，所以就是说我们对世界的认识可能有些，现在很多人认为可能我们只认识了4%。是吧，其他就是都是黑洞或者是暗物质，但实际上呢，我觉得我们认识到的世界连0.01%都没有，因为宇宙是无限大的。我们的这个认识能力呢，其实就是无限小的。
Compared to the history of the universe and outer space,The history of human beings and technology is just so short that we cannot even get like 1% of our understanding of the true knowledge of the universe.
嗯，这是我们在制作过程的一些那个
These are some pictures that are taken during our production process of this installation.
然后呢，由于这个空间呢，它每一层有那个不同的瞭望窗，所以呢，这个作品呢，我设计的让观众从不同的瞭望窗看到它的时候，其实都会发现一个更多的内容。而走到四层的时候，他看到的最全面就是像这样的一种感觉。
There are 5 floors of this museum, and what I want to show the audience is that since you're on different floor, you will get a totally different perspective of this art installation. And the pictures shown on the slide was taken on the fourth floor.Where you can get the best perspective of the installation.
但是即使是在四层，它也不能完整的找到一个理想的视角。而真正的这个作品的理想视角，其实在美术馆之外的上空，只有在那个上空的一个很远的点，越远的点，它的这个三维的这种还原成二维就越好。
Even if you're on the fourth floor, which is the best position to view this installation inside the museum, you cannot still get the ideal perspective. Actually, from my design, the ideal perspective was hanging beyond this art museum. That is beyond the roof of the museum. There is one point up there.
所以这个作品的关键性就在于其实这个理想视点是存在的，但是我们无法看到。
What is so interesting about the concept of my installation is that there is an ideal perspective, but you can never get it.
现在在中国呀，这个美术馆啊，特别注重这个观众打卡，哎。然后呢，这个作品呢，
就是特别适合观众打卡，因为呢，因为这个镜子，由于这个镜子呢，观众就可以通过这个镜子和这个的关系呢，它可以有各种各样的它自己的创造。
Nowadays, museums become a landmark for internet influencers. Like everyone went there, and you can do whatever you want and enjoy your own connection with this installation. Since there is a mirror that I place on the ground, so like you can basically, like the second picture on the left, you can just basically lying on the glass and take selfies and post it on social media.
Mm. 比如那个最后那个呢，他就是说，这个我们都生活在他人的语言里，既不既趋啊。
And for the screenshots on the right, this is just like 标题党， like this self-labeling.
嗯，对。但是呢，这个东西呢，其实是，我对这个东西有自己的一个态度，就是说，因为我曾经有一个作品叫 Art for the People。 在 MoMA 对挂过，然后，我其实呢也在追求雅俗共赏的艺术。I have
my own attitude towards my own installation and the current situation. I hope my installation can be understood and shared by both the internet influencers and the experts from art history.
嗯，因为在今天呢，其实是。 由于这个新的这个数字技术，我觉得艺术家创作的材料，其实呢被大大的扩展，包括观众。其实观众的过去我们的目的是观众，但其实呢，在今天，观众呢完全可以成为你的艺术创作的材料也好，或者说它的手段也好的一部分。
From my perspective, I hope that I used to have an installation that aims to serve the people, but now because of the drastic development of modern technology and digital media, the audience are no longer the ones we need to entertain, but they necessarily become an intrinsic part of my own art. They're even the materials of my installation.
因为今天呢，就是二手的转换和二手的表达。就像我的原始的专业是版画，我觉得版画特别当代，就是因为版画它就是一个它的复属性，它有复制性，它可以拷贝。再一个呢，它是一个间接性的表达手段。What
is there is a very important concept in my career that is the copies of copies. Well, from my perspective, what this internet influencer was doing is just to make endless copies of copies of copies.
我看看，下边的这个 PPT 好像是有一点，好。 对，我们再进入下面一个作品，因为得抓紧时间。Then
we're going to my next project.
嗯，就是呢，这个因为特殊的原因呢，我呢其实是这两年呢，很多时间参与了这个太空艺术的项目。This
is a art rocket project I've been involving with in the past few years.
嗯，然后呢，那个一个太 一个火箭公司来找我，这是私人的火箭公司啊，民营的火箭公司。
I worked with a privately run Chinese space rocket company.
然后呢，他说我们要做一个天书号火箭，把天书发到外太空去。We need to do
this project that here is a rocket, and on the surface of this. On the surface of this rocket are all the characters from Xu Bing's most famous installation, Book from the Sky.
Yeah.
那时候我不是很有感觉，因为我喜欢用这些垃圾啊什么日常的材料，这种大的主题呢我觉得不好驾驭。
I find it pretty hard to deal with this astronomy project because I used to be really fond of the daily materials rather than a rocket like this.
我也不愿意放弃这个机会。后来呢，我就做了一些研究。一个是我感觉今天或者说这几年来，其实是一个太空热的时代。
But I don't want to give up this opportunity to do something special, and I feel like we're in an era that is all about space and going out of space.
Yeah. 再一个呢是我研究了太空艺术的历史。我觉得太空艺术的历史呢，其实是有太多的空间可以工作。对，真正在外太空或者外太空的环境和外太空的材料制作的艺术作品其实是非常非常有限的。
I did some research on spacecrafts and the history of outer space, and I feel like there's so much projects to do with that. And actually, there are just so limited materials that we get from the outer space and use them on our art projects.
因为今天的太空艺术主要都是在地球上做了一些东西，带上外太空然后再带回来，但是我觉得真正的太空艺术应该是在那儿发生的，或者说在那儿和我们人类之间发生的。
There used to be a way to do this so-called space art. It's basically you put something, you put artifacts on the spaceship and you shoot it in outer space and then it comes back. But for me, what is so special about this space art is it needs to happen in outer space. It needs to illustrate the relation between human and outer space.
在这个卫星里面呢，其实带了一个这个魔方。
There's we put a magic cube inside the rocket.
我们希望这个卫星在外太空运行的时候呢，可以这个传回外太空的声音，以及呢这个魔方呢可以在外太空这个和这个外太空的这个环境呢有一种那个，就是它传回了这样的影像。
We hope that this magic cube can receive some data from the outer space and send it back to us.
这是在一个现场的一个工作的过程。
This is a picture.
这有声音吗？关啊？也可以 ，OK。这是在火箭上头那个一个摄像头拍的，上面是我那天书的一个图案。当然呢，不幸的是，这个火箭其实没有入轨。
What is not very lucky about this project is that it just failed. It's not in the right track.
Yeah. 这个是技术的问题。当然
This is a technical issue.
对，当然呢，这个东西就是这个项目呢，其实由于呢，给我提供了一个新空间。那这个其实这些新的空间和数据呢，让我呢，这个在思想，就是说艺术。有没有成功或者说失败等等的这些老问题，但是呢由于给我提供了更大的思想空间，而让我对这些老问题有了非常深的认识。
Though this project failed, but it just gives me an opportunity to rethink a lot of questions, such as what is the limitation of art, what is the boundary between technology and art, andHow do we succeed in combining art and technology together?
但是这一集呢，其实是成功的表现，因为它是四级火箭里头的一级，所以呢，它本来就应该是跟那个二三四级分离了以后，它其实就应该回来的。
though the whole project failed, but as you can see from the slide, this part as a component of the rocket succeed in the sense that because various components need to detach from the main rocket and disintegrate within the Earth's atmosphere and fall back to the Earth.
但是呢，这个我第一次见到它的时候，在沙漠上真的非常漂亮，就像一个大动物受伤了，等待着人来处理一样。
When I first go to the spot and see that in person, I feel like this is gorgeous. It's like a huge injured animal lying there that needs to be rescued by us.
因为呢，是我们人为把它做的就是非常的到位，但是呢，由于这个它回到地球上的时候的这种自然的一种再造，自然的一种。 再造，最后让它变得非常特殊。
We did it perfectly before we sent it into the space, but inevitably when it's a contact or touch with the Earth's atmosphere, it inevitably gets some injury to this rocket.
Yeah. 实际上中国文化讲究呢，人为艺术家和自然的配合。
Actually, this is has to do with a Chinese wisdom. We as artists, we need to leave some space for the nature and for the space to create their own art piece. So that in this sense, we are collaborating with nature.
然后我们在隔壁滩呢，发现了一个环形山。 这个环形山有28米直径的大。
Well, when I was there, I find these craters underground. The diameters of this is 28 meters, which is huge.
然后它周围呢散落的像星星点点一样的，像花一样的这些，就是说未燃尽的这样的一些。
There are also some scattered debris from the rocket, which seems to me like gorgeous flowers on the ground.
Yeah. 其实呢，看到这个东西以后，我觉得它实在是真的太漂亮了，它完全是一个大地艺术。This
is just so fascinating to me. It's what I would call the art of Earth.
因为很多大地艺术呢，靠人为跟自然较劲，然后呢，需要很多很多年制造一个大地艺术。 但是我们这大地艺术呢，最后用了0.3秒就完成了。
For most common, I would term it like the Earth art. It's basically like it's all about how human exploit the nature and how you make the best use of the nature. And it's there is a tension between artists as human beings and nature. But for my project, it's just takes 0.3 seconds to finish this Earth art.
这给我很多新的思考，就是说，它是不是一个艺术作品？可以不可以说它是大地艺术，或者说它是偶发艺术？好像都不对，因为呢，大地艺术和偶发艺术都是人为设计的一个结果。It
makes me think that is this an Earth art or is it just an occasional art? But like neither really works for me because from my perspective, both the Earth art and the occasional art are made by artists. They are artifacts.
Yeah. 但是我说可以不可以有叫偶遇艺术，就是说它本身不是艺术的目的，但是呢，它真的太艺术了。我们可以不可以领养艺术？
I would like to invent a term called random confrontational art, which is we don't do it purposely. The artifacts is not the destination of the art, but we just pursue it and we randomly encounter it and confront it on our way to make this art.
我们需要抓紧时间，还有多长时间？不知道。这个，
Probably I need to speed up.
这个有一个下边由于这个太空艺术我们延伸出了另外一个作品，这个作品呢叫什么呢，叫这个卫星上的湖泊。
This is my new art project, and it is entitled Lakes on a Satellite.
因为呢，这个卫星呢，其实它是一个等于退役的卫星，可是它仍然有冗余，还有功能，所以呢，我们用这个卫星的功能呢，来制作艺术作品。
Actually, this is a decommissioned satellite, but it is still functioning well in this space. So I'm going to use that for my art project.
为什么叫卫星上的湖泊？因为这个卫星啊，它有一个屏幕，这个屏幕对着外太空可以播放。
why it is called the lake on a satellite is basically because there's a screen attached on the surface of the satellite that is facing towards the outer space.
而且这个卫星呢有一个自拍杆，它可以把这个屏幕上的表现的内容给拍下来，再传回地球。
And there is a selfie stick that is also attached to the screen, which really stretches out so that it can take pictures of both the satellite and what is appearing on the screen of the satellite.
然后这个卫星呢，一天绕地球16圈，当它经过中国上空的时候呢，我们把信息传给它，然后它再转回来的时候呢，再把它拍摄的，我们这个动画和 外太空的一个地球啊什么的关系，同框发回给我们。
This satellite orbits Earth 16 times per day, and while it passes the territory of China, we will send our animation to the satellite, and when it comes back again, it will send back the pictures it took from the outer space. Then we juxtapose the animation and the images from the outer space.
然后我们再用这些传回来这些图片呢，我们再 editing 一个动画片。
Oh, and our animation is based on the data that we received from the satellite.
这可能是在外太空完成的首部动画片。
This is probably the first animation that was done in outer space.
你看啊。然后呢，他走到不同国家的上空的时候呢，这个小人他那口袋里掉的字呢，就是那个国家的语言。
What is really so interesting about this standard person, as you can see from the screen, the satellite, okay, so there's two things. The first one is this person is carrying a bag, and there are like different scripts and characters contained in the bag. Once it passed different countries, the characters or the words or the letters from that country will pop out from the bag, and it draws a connection between the characters and that nation.
这个动画片呢，我们现在还在做，就是说我们每个星期把图片传给他啊。
We're still working on this project and this animation. We will send the data to the satellite weekly.
Yeah. 然后我们可以看到，就是说我们这个动画 和这个外太空，有时候跟地球啊反光啊什么的，就是很有意思。
It is so interesting to see both the outer space and my animation appears here.
这个是一些我们的一些就是我们的一些动画的一些竞争，然后呢那个对这些呢是还没有上传上去的啊。
These pictures are still not uploaded to the satellite right now, like these ones.
不幸的是什么呢？这个前几个星期呢，开始呢，这个卫星有的时候就是失踪了，就是我们传给他的东西，他没有反应。
What is kind of unfortunate is that some like in the past few weeks.The satellite is not functioning well, and it is kind of lost to us. Like we send data to it, but it's not feeding back to us.
偶尔呢，它有时候传回了一些信息啊，但是呢，里头可能就有一些就是说，不清楚或者乱码，或者说有一些是 pixel 是就是乱的。
Well, it did send back some data, but it's sometimes it's just unclear, and sometimes it's just pixels that we cannot use to produce this animation.
现在公司呢仍然在试探和他争取能够有一些工，就是恢复他的工作。
Now the satellite company is still trying their best to contact the satellite and trying to make it work well.
然后我们这个故事呢，也就顺着他这个卫星。的表现呢来改写了，因为我们其实是想把这个故事呢一直写到这个卫星彻底不工作，而这个故事就结束了，
Actually, our storyline about this satellite is also changed by this dysfunctioning. My primary intention is that this project will end when the satellite stop working.
对，这个它这个。这些东西呢就是等于是外太空的这个 traffic, 就是在太空上的这个卫星的这种 traffic 和这个太空站以及呢这些退役的卫星或者说老去的卫星他们怎么样选择他们的去处。
Okay, these are some representations of the connections between the deserted satellites that is,left there in the outer space and the traffic in the space that is grasped by this screen here.
实际上卫星呢等退役以后有两个去处，一个是什么呢，你给它留百分之多少多少的能量，它呢就把它推送到这个一个特殊的轨道，这个特殊的轨道呢它就叫这个叫什么那个目的轨道。
Okay, Actually, there are two destinations of a satellite when it is decommissioned. The company will normally save like 20% of the energy of the satellite so that it can be reshoot into the right track. That is called the destination track where all these deserted satellites meet each other.
另外一个选择呢就是他回到地球，地球上呢也有一个就是说这个什么叫这个卫星坟场，其实在这个太平洋的就是澳大利亚的下面，就是离人类最远的一个地方，它都会大的卫星最后回到地球都会掉到那块。
There's like a second option for these satellites that they can fall back to Earth. There's a place in Pacific Ocean that is called the tomb of the satellites.
对，这是我们现在正在工作的作品。
That's my current project.
我觉得时间问题，可能下面的还有这个，主要是通过蜻蜓之眼呢。我主要想谈的是一个我们一个 AI 电影，AI 电影，但是如果没有时间我们就停止到这儿，然后我们这个还有时间啊，那对话可能就会。
We still want to hear more about Xu Bing's current project, so I think like though we're running out of time, we still like gonna keep you guys here for like.
那我很快的就不谈清明之眼，因为这个新作品跟清明之眼有一定的联系性。清明之眼呢是一个没有摄影师也没有演员的电影。
We will skip the dragonfly eyes and we'll just directly go to this artificial intelligence generated film.
这个电影叫 AI 无限电影是什么呢？就是说这个电影呢，它三无电影公司什么都没有，连导演也没有，连编剧也没有，连音乐也没有，什么都没有。但是它呢是由 AI 出品的电影。
This project is called Artificial Intelligence Infinite Film. What is so infinite about it is that there's no directors, no photographers, no actors.It's all generated by the artificial intelligence and the algorithms.
然后呢，这个实际上这个电影呢，它是有五种类型，比如说爱情、暴力、什么科幻等等的几种类型。你呢，对什么类型有兴趣，你就选择什么类型。然后呢，你今天有五分钟时间，你就选五分钟时间。如果你今天24小时都可以看，他就给你生产24小时的电影，也不重复的。
Okay, this project is really an interactive and dialogic production between this artificial intelligence and audience. And there are actually five subcategories of this film, such as the love films, the violent films, the scientific films. And for an audience, like you can spend no matter how much amount of time you want to spend with artificial intelligence, and it will totally satisfy you.
这个是在平遥电影节我们对放映的这个电影的一个体验式的放映。
This project first come out in the 5th Pingyao International Film Festival, and as you can see,from the screen, this is the situation that the artificial intelligence film was shown to the audience, which is made by themselves.
对我们这个小组呢，其实是一个是这个张文超，中央美术学院艺术与科技的教授。另外呢，一位是这个香港科技大学的这个冯燕教授。另外还有一个在。
For this project, it is actually also a research project that is in close cooperation between artists like Xu Bing and Zhang Wenchao from Central Art Academy, and Feng Yan from Hong Kong Technology University, and Sun Shining from Harvard University.
就是说 AI 的能量一定会不断的提升，而我们人为人类电影人的能量一定会相比较之下一定会降低。
The reason why I want to experiment with the AI film is that I see there's definitely a bright future of the artificial intelligence in their endlessself-improvement, and compared to that, we as human artists, how can we deal with the film like that?
对，而且呢，我觉得为什么人类电影人其实它是有局限的，是因为我们有政治目的或者这各种各样的利益企图和人类的这种狭隘性。
For filmmakers, there are definitely a lot of limitations, such as your political ambitions and some commercial interests that will all constrain you and constrain your artistic thoughts.
而这个 AI 呢，它其实是更大范围的整理和审视了我们人类的移动影像，所以呢，它可以从中找到我们人类的内部的一种结构关系。
Actually, what is so great about this artificial intelligence is that the technology will definitely help us to find the intrinsic structural things that is in our art and how we reorganize these kinds of things through this artificial intelligence.
并且呢，它有可能提供什么呢？就是说我们人类需要的，但是我们人类做不出来的，可是呢，AI 可以做出来的一种特殊的我们人为做不出来的电影。
And for the film specifically, the artificial intelligence will definitely help us to pursue what we cannot achieve as human beings.
韩国电影这个是，
Why do you always say that?
Because I've fallen in love with a guy. I just can't stop thinking about him. Did he call you? No, not yet. But he told me that he was going to ask his friend out later this week. He said it would be really fun. I heard that he does have a crush on you, didn't he? Oh yes, he did. I fell in love with him in 10 minutes. He was my first kiss. How are you feeling tonight? I mean, I can't believe this. So cute, you know. It seems like we've been dating for years now.
就是你给他说一句话，他就会顺着你这句话往下制作电影。
So it's basically you, audience insert a sentence into the program, and then the artificial intelligence will, just, produce a film for you.
We're not sure. Maybe some kind of radiation accident.
That was a UFO crash. A UFO crashed here. Oh no, wait a minute. Can't you see my little boy? He just disappeared. Is he alive?
He has been missing since landing in Paris 3 days ago. He has apparently been abducted by aliens. But where was he taken from? So far, I think all our military equipment was destroyed. We had to buy new stuff for several weeks. And all of this is happening within weeks of the start of our war production program. We don't know what their intentions are, but we're sending out our aircrafts. At the time, there were only two people who flew as many missions as I did. Myself and my great friend and classmate. Yeah, he was actually a pilot before the war, so he had some experience flying planes. What can we do about that? It's a war. But there would be a huge loss of life. I just want to go home and watch TV or whatever. What's going on here? This is ridiculous. I hate crime scenes. It looks like somebody was killed. We've heard that there was a murder here, right? There had to be some witnesses. Mary, we've been trying to contact her for some time now. We've even called her on our mobile phone several times, no response so far. It took some time for the police to find her body, but finally one person came on to find the body. So what then? Who killed her? Well, I don't really know anything about it. The cops were looking for some suspect. Just wanted to say that I am alive. I have just arrived at my home after being on the bus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. 好像是这个又重新开始了，是吧？那就这样，我看啊，这是试验。好，还行，那行，重新开始。那咱们就关掉的话是这样。好嘞，那个，对，这是我们现在正在做的，是吧？正在做的，其实做了好久。正在做的，对，
We want to thank Shubing very much for this incredible presentation, the generosity of presenting
both new works at Cornell and introducing us to the imaginaries of AI and outer space and sharing with us his space disaster. So thank you, Shubing. Thank you for coming back to Cornell. Thank you very much for the translation. Thank you for coming.
谢谢这个 Kevin。Kevin 总
Thank you, sir.
做的 perfect， 很好的工作。 谢谢，嗯。